So welcome back to Heart Series 2 and today 4 of Part 1. Now before we begin today's exercise, I'd just like you to take a moment just to reflect again on what it is we're doing in this particular exercise. I think it can take a bit of getting used to for some people. So remember that in everyday life, you know, we tend to work really hard at removing ourselves from unpleasant situations, from difficult conversations, emotions, and therefore thoughts. As long as we're resisting these things somehow externally, then we will always resist them when they arise internally in our mind, and therefore there will always be a sense of conflict. It's inevitable, actually. Likewise, if we're always trying to get hold of, to grasp, to hold on to positive experiences externally, then that's what we're going to be doing internally as well. And of course, as everything is impermanent, as everything is always changing, again, it's inevitable there'll be a sense of conflict. So what we're doing with this exercise is learning how to allow things to come and go without holding on to all the good stuff, recognizing that actually we can be generous with that. We can share it, that more will come along in the future. Likewise, with any difficulties, unpleasantness, we can recognize that it's temporary. We can allow it to happen, to experience it, to let it go. There's something very comforting in getting used to this exercise and in becoming more confident in allowing things to come and go, not feeling as though we have to protect or defend certain feelings, certain states of mind, and equally not feeling as though we need to resist certain states of mind. It basically gives us freedom, a sense of freedom and ease of mind. And of course, with that comes a greater sense of freedom and ease in a physical sense as well. So with that in mind, we'll begin day 4 by just taking a moment or two to get comfortable. So just aware of the space around you in the room. And when you're ready, just taking some nice big deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. Remember, as you're breathing in through the nose, focusing on the chest and that feeling of the chest expanding, the lungs filling with air. And as the body exhales, just noticing how the muscles soften each time. And with the next out breath, just gently closing the eyes. Allowing the breath to return to its natural rhythm. As you just take a minute or two to become more aware of all the different physical senses. Become more familiar with the space in which you're sat right now. And as you just bring the attention back to the body now, just starting to notice the different feelings, sensations in the body. As you begin your scan from head to toe, aware not only of the physical sensations but also of the underlying mood that might be around for you right now. Remember, without judging the emotion in any way, without analyzing it, just noticing what it is and noticing what your motivation is for today's exercise. Clear in your mind what it is you're looking to understand about yourself, but also clear about how this can benefit others. And now just bringing the attention effortlessly to the breath. Just resting the focus on that rising and falling sensation. And just remaining with that for the next couple of minutes. So just remaining with that feeling of the breath, still aware of that rising and falling sensation as you bring to mind that image of yourself, basically reflecting your life, your feelings, your thoughts, your memories, projections at this current moment in time. Perhaps focusing on those things that are weighing most on your mind at the moment, and beginning the exercise with the intention to alleviate those difficulties or those problems, replacing them with the opposite, a sense of lightness and of ease. So as always, it's as though this exchange begins quite naturally as you become aware of the image, aware of the breath. If you find that it helps your focus, you can just imagine that sort of wispy, light grey sort of smoke representing the difficulty being lifted from that image as you experience that inhalation, and it being replaced almost as though with a sort of a bright ray of sunlight, of sunshine, all those same qualities from Heart Series 1 of brightness, clarity, warmth, ease, kindness. And you're just watching that exchange taking place and just remaining with that visualization just for a few minutes now. So as you continue to follow this exchange, watching as you become increasingly happy and relaxed and at ease in that image, remembering that you can simply project any difficulty, any discomfort onto that image before then taking it on, replacing it with a sense of comfort. So no matter what comes up in the meditation, it's simply there to strengthen the exercise, the practice itself. But when it appears as though you're about as happy as you could possibly be in that image, I'd like you just to let go of it now. And just let the mind do whatever it wants to do. If it wants to think, let it think. Just let the mind be completely free. And then just gently bring the attention back to the body, back to physical sensations, to sounds, and just reawakening those physical senses as you gently open the eyes. As always, maintaining that sense of presence, of awareness. Blinking just a few times to refocus the eyes. As you take the time to notice how you feel right now. And also just remembering throughout the day today. To just remind yourself how it feels to be present by bringing to mind that image that you finish with today of yourself looking very happy, relaxed, and at ease. And when you've done that, you can just gently sit back in the chair. So well done on completing day 4, almost halfway through part 1 of Heart Series 2. And hopefully now you're starting to settle in to this new exercise, the rhythm of it, and also the ideas behind it. At first, for so many people, this is such a strange, counterintuitive idea. And yet I've seen it work with so many people, and really to have quite a profound effect. It's something I'd really like you to continue sort of working with. And as I say, we're starting with ourselves, but we're going to expand this. Now, those of you who like to sort of look forward a little bit more into the future, you may have already, and you might be prone to perhaps a little bit of anxiety every now and again, you might already be worrying where this is going, that, oh no, am I going to have to take on the difficulty of other people? I don't know if I can. I don't know if I, you know, have that in me. Just in case you have already gone to that place, don't worry. It's not like that. We're working with an idea here. This is sort of a psychological sort of exercise, if you like. We're working with the dynamics of mind. We're playing with the dynamics of mind. And what comes from that is a shift in attitude towards not only our internal experience, but also our external experience. It starts to change not only the way that we experience thoughts and feelings, emotions, physical sensations even, but it also starts to change the way we experience the people around us, situations around us, but in particular, our relationships. It allows relationships to really flourish, actually, to be sort of quite healthy in a way I think they're very often not. Sort of actually allowing people to be as they are. And rather than judging them or criticizing them for that, actually empathizing, sort of sharing their experience, not in a pitying way, not in a patronizing way, but in a very human, a very direct way. But I'll leave it there for now, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for day 5 of part 1.